A federal appellate court unanimously rejected Thursday evening the Trump administration's request to reverse an order saying they must bring back Kilmer Abrego Garcia on Thursday evening, April 17th. The government previously admitted Abrego Garcia was wrongly deported to a prison in El Salvador. The three-judge panel for the Fourth Circuit called the federal government's request extraordinary and premature in its denial. It is difficult in some cases to get to the very heart of the matter, but in this case, it is not hard at all, U.S. Circuit Judge J. Harvey Wilkinson III said. The government is asserting a right to stash away residents of this country in foreign prisons without the semblance of due process that is the foundation of our constitutional order. The legal battle between Abrego Garcia's family and the federal government goes on as he resides in El Salvador's maximum security CECOT prison. After the Justice Department initially stated that Abrego Garcia's deportation was an error, it released information tying him to MS-13, an international crime gang that Trump designated a foreign terrorist organization. Maryland police officers identified Abrego Garcia as a member of the MS-13 gang after a 2019 arrest, noting gang-symbolic clothing and a source identifying him as an active member. This gang affiliation is the basis for Trump's argument that his administration should be able to deport him without due process. The judges acknowledged these allegations, but echoed the initial circuit court ruling in saying Abrego Garcia wasn't given his due process rights. The government asserts that Abrego Garcia is a terrorist and a member of MS-13. Perhaps, but perhaps not. Regardless, he is still entitled to due process. The ruling stated, Trump said the earlier court ruling ordering Abrego Garcia's return couldn't be facilitated due to the fact that he was on a plane over international waters en route to El Salvador at the time. In a meeting with Trump in the Oval Office, Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele said he couldn't return the Maryland man. U.S. Attorney Pam Bondi said returning Abrego Garcia was now a decision for El Salvador to make, calling it a foreign affairs matter. Trump has lashed out at media outlets' coverage of Abrego Garcia's deportation. On Wednesday, April 16th, Federal Communications Commission Chair Brendan Carr claimed Comcast-owned news stations, including NBC and MSNBC, misled the American public about Abrego Garcia. He said the outlets covered the man's deportation closely until information came out showing he might have been less than a model citizen. Comcast outlets spent days misleading the American public, implying that Abrego Garcia was merely a law-abiding U.S. citizen, just a regular Maryland man, Carr wrote on X. When the truth comes out, they ignore it.